him out on the Hell's Bells clip, and if it is him, then
it
we'll
is him.
Visit with him. Well, look there. We'll go to the Sticky's Rock and Roll Chicken Shack hotline and talk to the Aggies play-by-play voice. His name is Dave South. Dave, welcome.
Thank you very much. Happy to be on with you guys.
Thank you. We appreciate the time today. It is it's exciting. The one thing we were looking at, we were trying to find any sort of advantage that Arkansas might have. I don't know that we did a very good job of that. However, I will say, and I know you know this all too well, that this is the first trip away from home for a game for A&M, and we were just playing that clip from Coach Sumlin about the 17 freshmen. So this will be a test. And for, you know, probably a lot of, in a lot of ways that people hadn't anticipated, you know, simply because of the fact that they're away from home.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's always tough, I think, to play on the road. And the fact that, like you said, that we've got a young team thing working to our advantage, however, is that we've won like 9 games in a row on the road. And what that speaks to this year, probably nothing, because this is a totally different team. But I found last year, and with Coach Sumlin, I think he prepares his teams well for road games. They don't, they'll come in tomorrow, they'll go straight to the hotel. Matter of fact, they'll probably go to a movie tomorrow night and then go through some team meetings on Saturday. They won't go to the stadium. I've been with coaches before. They like to go to the stadium the day they arrive and then I have a little walkthrough out there, but he doesn't do that. So I think he prepares them well, but we haven't been there since 1990. I do remember in those days of that being a great home field advantage for Arkansas. So I understand it's sold out. The conditions aren't going to be the best for probably a football game. And with, I think there's a 60% chance of rain, what I'm looking at that forecast. So that'll be interesting. But, you know, it rains on both sides of the field. They'll play with a wet football, and so will Texas A&M.
You assume that. We got some special things set up for you guys, though, Dave South. We may get a dry side of the field for Arkansas. If we can work it out, we need all the help we can get. Let me ask you about the passing game this year. I think Johnny Manziel, as great as he was last year, and I know he worked hard in the offseason with a quarterback guru. I think that was pretty well documented. But I thought the way he threw the ball, especially in the Alabama game, seemed that he had even grown from what was already a pretty lofty place in the passing game. And obviously, I do want to talk at the same time about Mike Evans and what a great threat he's been so far.
Yeah, well, that's a great observation on your part because I noticed it when we had our maroon and white game, even though the quarterbacks weren't live in that game. I really thought he was throwing the ball better back in April when we played that game. And yes, you're right. I think he's throwing it better this year than he did last year. I think he's staying in the pocket a little bit longer this year. It was kind of a very interesting approach that Coach Sumlin took. During the fall workouts, that every time he tried to run, he would blow the whistle and stop the play. And so he didn't let him run in practice, trying to get him used to staying back there and going through his progressions. And I thought it was also pretty interesting that last week in that SMU game, that SMU did everything they could to keep the ball away from Mike Evans. But then Malcolm Kennedy stepped up. I think this is a great group of receivers, and I honestly believe that this offensive line is better than last year's offensive line, and that's even with the loss of Luke Jokel. I thought the coaching staff did a good job in making that switch of taking Jake Matthews and moving him from the right side to the left side, then taking one of our guards, Abwehi, and moving him to that tackle on that spot at the right side. I think it's a better offensive line. I think we're deeper at the running back position this year, and Johnny's got some great people to throw it to. Evans, to me, is just unbelievable on what he's done. I just saw a note a minute ago as I'm working on the game, that, and I didn't know this until I read it in the release, but Evans has caught 102 career passes, and 97 of them have been thrown to him by Manziel. He's become a favorite target, and he's so big. Anybody we play has a hard time trying to get defensive back that compares to him in size, and especially with his feet. He's a big, tall guy. He's very strong, got great hands, and he runs great routes. And so you're putting him on a 5'10 or a 5'11 cornerback or safety, and that's a difficult thing to do.
Dave South joining us, the voice of the Texas A&M Aggies, talking about the game this weekend. Again, 6 o'clock kick. We start our pregame at 1:30 on Saturday. We're going to be live at Jose's on Dixon. We welcome everybody, including Dave South, to come by if you have time before the game. Offensively, number one offense in the league, total offense, scoring offense, no surprise there. I think everybody can agree if you were going to pick an offense, you would take Texas A&M. But it is odd, though, because at the other end of the spectrum, you've got the defense, last in total defense, last in scoring defense. Is that, do you think, an aberration? Do you think that's something that will cure itself as the year goes on, or is this a defense that's trying to find its way?
Well, I don't know if you know the whole story behind everything that happened to us. You know, to begin the season, we got word right before our first game that four of our players had been set down for disciplinary reasons, and three of them were defensive players, and three of them were starters. So they missed the first two games, all four of them did. And then the other one was a receiver who ended up playing quite a bit for us. We already had two guys that were going to set out the first game because of a little altercation they got into back during the summer. So they were disciplined for the first game. We had another guy that got into a problem, and he had been disciplined for the first game. And all three of these now, the two one-game suspensions and then that single, Kirby Ennis was who it was, and he got suspended. So we went the first two games of the year without all the pieces of the puzzle being out there for us. And then Everett, who got a half-game suspension for the first game, got one of those targeting fouls in the second half in that opening game against Rice. He had to, so he was out of the game the rest of the way. And he had to set out the first half of the next game, which was against Sam Houston. Then on top of that, Floyd Raven, who had a full game suspension for game number one, gets back for game number two. He plays three snaps, and he breaks his collarbone. And he's a starter, or at least he's going to be a major backup for us. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going through all these games, and, I mean, you almost need a program and a chart to lay all this out of who's available and who isn't available. So finally, when we finally get to Alabama, I guess at that point in time, we had everybody out there for the very first time against the number one team in the country. Now we've even made some more switches because last week Everett, who was at a cornerback, has been moved back to a safety position. I think the plan right now, and I'm not saying anything out of school because I think more or less the offensive, the defensive coordinator made this comment at the press conference on Tuesday that we found 11 guys, that have got found the best 11 guys that we can put out there. And those are the guys that we're going to count on. Now, there will be some people moving in and out to give them some rest on various snaps, but the best 11 will get the start. We saw a little bit of that against SMU, and I think it's a matter of just getting them out there and getting them some reps. But you can imagine, you know, if you're doing your show, and you know, you can't be there but one day a week. On that one day, it's kind of hard to get into the flow of things when you're doing your radio show. So you can imagine what it's like in a football game. Yep. But I noticed something else a minute ago that kind of struck me. I got the box back from last year's A&M Arkansas game. And on the offensive side last year, we've got seven of the starters that started that game against Arkansas here at Kyle Field. And on the defensive side, we've got seven starters back from that game. And I didn't think those numbers were that high. I would have, if you had made me guess on that, I would have said we'd probably had five back on defense. But we got seven starters back from that game last year. And all of those guys are guys that, in one way or another, had part, or some of them did anyway, of these suspensions. So I think it's a matter of getting them out there, getting them some reps. And I think this defense will get better as each game goes by.
Yeah, well,
that's a long answer to your question.
No, that's good. That was very thorough, and I appreciate that. That does explain a lot because I think a lot of folks were somewhat hopeful, and you've even taken that bit of hope away from us as well. So that sounds fair. But we're up against it, Dave. Have a safe trip to Fayetteville, and like I said,
thanks a lot. You guys have a great rest of the day, and God bless.
All right, Dave. Take care. Thank you very much. That's Dave.